we've got one under advisement, and that is case number 11,602. Okay, gentlemen, that was our first case right out, and that was taken under advisement by Mr. Rickard. So I'll come back to you then. Is there further discussion needed, or?
I'd just like to hear what Mr. Hudson and the rest of you had to say about the reasons why they were objecting the two persons that were in objections to it. You know, the bringing in that large trailers and things like that, but that's always been in use, and the area that they're talking about, I believe, has always been in use there, and there's never been any complaints about that. But of course, maybe I missed something in the. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about it.
Well, number one, the issue that was raised, I guess, by Mr. Hazard, we can't, you know, that was, in litigation or whatever's at God's way. So we couldn't deal with that. And the next one he had was gates and stuff. You know, he put up or wanted to be put up. The easement was Mr. Duffy's, but he needs that easement itself because that American Inn Hotel, that's their property, that's their easement anyway.
Yeah, but the easement's not
so
even
an issue with us.
It's not even part of it. What we did hear is that they've had problems with parking as it exists.
That's it.
And so now they're asking for more rooms with you know, less parking per unit, and I'm not convinced that.
Has been made by council that we could go that route that they can get smaller lots.
Well, yeah, but they still have less than 1.5.
Right, less than 1.5
per. Right. But I didn't see where the applicant. The question: can it otherwise be developed? It is otherwise developed. It is being used.
Right.
So I don't think that they had a strong case for that that particular standard. I think it is created by the applicant. You know, you can argue it many different ways, and it's rare that we don't see one that isn't created by the applicant.
If that was the case, John, we wouldn't have any expansions at all.
Well. Not necessarily, but you know, it would make it much more difficult. I think.
Sure.
I don't see where there's a uniqueness to the property that, you know, the property's being used and it's being, you know, it's being used and it's, if they can't have the variance, it's not going to. The only thing it's going to do is not make it more profitable. And I don't know, that's not a standard for granting a variance. The question, will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood? And, you know, I think that the opposition's testimony contributes to the fact that it would, simply because of past experience. So I'm not convinced they meet the standards.
Okay. Mr. Mills. Mr. Hudson.
Well, I agree with John. We've already heard testimony that there is a problem already. Then if you look at the the occupancy record that was turned in, and the greatest number of occupancy on here besides last weekend was 93.88%.
Right.
I don't see 100 on here anywhere.
Yeah, there's no hundreds on there,
100%
occupancy.
96.
I mean, so are they adding 22 rooms for 1 month based on 1 month or 1 weekend of this month of this year?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Okay, Mr. Workman, I'd like to hear from you, please.
I agree with John and Jeff on that. I mean, I don't see where they're proved anything to us, really. And like Jeff said about the park, it's not been filled up. So, well, I'm not in favor of it.
Okay, and I gotta agree with that, with Mr. Mills, but also with what Mr. Hudson said, you know, that's only for, you know, it's not 100%, but yet it's only for 1 week in July, maybe 1 week in September, whatever, just for 2 months, so it's, I don't either. Even though it was, yeah, we're just creating more, giving them more problems, more cars and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm not in favor of it either, didn't convince me.
I think the opposition had some valid points. And that's the reason I wanted to make sure we talked it over, because they're trying to expand, and it's just, you know, not every business can expand under the, you know, under the ordinance that we have, and under the criteria for granting the variance.
Right.
So I'm in agreement with all of you.
All right. Well, then if there's no further discussion needed, if everyone's ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicants failed to meet the standards or convince us the standards for variance have been met, more specifically in regard to uniqueness. You know, the applicant states that it's wide but shallow, and, you know, you could go on and talk about the shape of the property or any other peculiarity of the property. But the fact is, in our second standard, can't otherwise be developed. It is otherwise developed. It is, and obviously from the information that was given to us, it's developed successfully. I think the request is created by the applicant. You know, they're just asking for more, and it's not that there's a necessity for more. We've heard testimony from the opposition that it has, has altered the essential character in the neighborhood in the past, and so one would think that it would alter the essential character even further if more rooms were added. So I make a motion that we deny case number 11,602.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we deny case number 11,602. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,602 is denied. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all.